Nazaire Pichet, diplomatic priest. The opening of the canal, its enlargement, and the construction of a railroad linking Montreal and Lachine transformed the old Saint-Ange parish. As a result of these changes, the village of Fort-Rémy was gradually abandoned. By 1850, only a few families were still living around the old church built in 1701. Some residents wanted to have a new church built on the bank of the canal, but they couldn't agree on a location. Quarrels broke out. In the end, Nazaire Pichet, the parish priest, appointed in 1860, managed to restore peace by proposing a site acceptable to everyone. The Saint-Ange Church opened its doors in 1865, standing adjacent to the Sisters of Sainte-Anne boarding school facing the old canal. The Fort-Rémy Church was demolished. In short order, the area between 12th and 18th Avenues became the heart of a new village, soon to be town, encompassing the convent, church, schools, public market, and city hall, as well as the churches of Lachine's two main English-speaking communities, St. Stephen's Anglican and St. Andrew's Presbyterian. From then on, the sprawling municipal parish of Lachine, which stretched from Montreal to Pointe-Claire, became distinct from the village of Lachine centered around the old canal. Later, the village became a town, and the rural parish was divided into two other self-governing municipalities, Dorval in 1892 and La Salle in 1912.